Sleeping sickness is spread by a parasite that infects the central nervous system and, left untreated, moves to the spinal column and brain, resulting in mental confusion and eventual death. Paul Wyatt led the study of the drug discovery for tropical disease program at the University of Dundee. He says their research has identified an Achilles heel of the parasite, an enzyme that is needed for the parasite's survival.
We've identified a weakness in the parasite that can be exploited with drugs. And the other breakthrough we've made is we've actually discovered some molecules which are on the way to being potential drugs for the disease as well.
The research was published in the latest edition of the Britain-based scientific journal Nature. Wyatt says the drug could be ready for human clinical trials within 18 months.
We have a number of hurdles still ahead. We have to make sure that the compound would be sufficiently efficacious to be used in the clinical setting. It has to be safe. And again, we can make the drug sufficiently cheaply that it will be appropriate for the use in the clinical setting.
There are already two drugs available to fight sleeping sickness, but they are both problematic. One is an arsenic-based drug that kills 5% of users. The other, called eflornithine, is expensive, requires prolonged hospital treatment, and is only partially effective. Francois Chapuis is a specialist in neglected tropical diseases with the international health organization Doctors Without Borders. He says a cheap and easy-to-use medicine for sleeping sickness is badly needed.
In areas where the sleeping sickness is still very prevalent, such as remote areas of some Central African countries, which are, by the way, very unstable areas, it would be also crucial to have simpler treatment, and obviously oral treatment would be the best.
Sleeping sickness is one of a group of diseases known as neglected tropical diseases. According to the World Health Organization, one-sixth of the world's population suffers from one or more of the neglected diseases. Chapuis says they have a low profile and scarce financial investment compared to HIV and AIDS, tuberculosis and malaria, but impacts those who are poor and disadvantaged hardest.
These patients, they live in very remote areas, and you know, we should not talk about neglected disease, but we should talk about neglected populations. These populations, they have no political voice, neither at national or international levels.
The World Health Organization estimates that between 50,000 and 70,000 people in sub-Saharan Africa are infected with sleeping sickness, which is spread by the tsetse fly. It says 60 million are at risk of infection. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.